So there was a request for real stories, and I'll try and tell as much of this as I can while being somewhat confidential. I don't think anybody I know in real life would find this. They might. But I was going to share the story of my best sexual partner. So, someone I only slept with a couple of times, unfortunately. So I was in a long-term relationship with someone for about 4 years, and I had kind of bounced from one relationship to another, not really meaning to, but it sort of happened that way. I was kind of young, and I found myself with this guy who was really handsome and smart and accomplished and came from a good family and had a good job and was ambitious and really handsome. And anyway, he had the ego to go along with it, and he was very selfish. And it also sort of translated itself into the bedroom as well. I cannot remember how many times he actually went down on me, maybe twice within 4 years. I know you're probably shocked to hear that, considering I'm here and I do what I do, but I was with somebody who was not giving at all, and he did not like blowjobs, which is kind of crazy to me because I like giving them and he did not like them. So yeah, I didn't give blowjobs for about 4 years. anyway, so when we broke up, I needed a palate cleanser. I hate to say that, but sometimes it's true. You just need to get it out of your system. And I had been so sexually repressed and pent up for so long being with him. And there's this guy that I had known a little earlier. He had been a friend of some friends, and he was visiting in town for a wedding. And I was hanging out with some girlfriends one night, and I had been single for maybe a week. And he, gosh, I'm rambling. And I met some girlfriends out for a drink, and he was there. And I saw him again, and I was like, oh, wow, he's really gotten his act together. He'd lost some weight. He looked happy. He was just one of these people that was really fun to be around, really smiley, funny, charming. He was not what I'm usually physically into, but it didn't really matter. He just had this amazing energy about him. And we ended up talking all night, and then he found me on social media the next day. And after I had said kind of suggestively, how long are you in town? So he found me and asked what I was up to. And I think it was like Cinco de Mayo or something stupid was coming up. And he ended up going with me to see a live band play that was really amazing, met some of my friends. And then he ended up flying back. He lived in LA. He lives in LA. He ended up flying back to LA, and I didn't see him. And there was this awkward moment where I wanted him to kiss me and he didn't. So we continued to talk online off and on, and things got a little bit heated. And I kind of made it clear what I wanted and what I needed from him. And then he came back and visited. He was touring with the band on a major festival tour, kind of a big band, and back from LA. And he was with them for a couple of nights in my city. And he told me, if I wanted to, I could come and pick him up on the tour bus, and that he could stay with me. So I took some days off of work to prepare myself and picked him up and let him have a shower and all of this. And we watched a movie. We watched a funny movie on the sofa. And I don't even remember how far we got into it before we started kissing. It must have been 20 minutes max. I really wanted him. And he was just the best kisser ever that I've ever, ever kissed. I don't know if it was that I was missing that passion. It's kind of like when you are really, really hungry and anything you eat is going to taste so amazing, and you don't know if it's actually that amazing or if it's just that you're starving. I kind of equate it to that, but I really do think that he was probably that good of a kisser, because I still think back on it and I just get the chills. So he and I walked to the bedroom and we made out for a long, long time. And I didn't really need to prepare myself. He was such a good kisser that he could have just pulled my clothes off right then. But basically it was hours and hours and hours of him just doing nothing but trying to make me come. I didn't have to do anything or say anything. It was clear that this was all about me. And I'd never had anyone do that for me before. I think I came six times. Actually, I know I came six times, and I still say that's my record. Never had anybody beat that for me. I just remember being manipulated and bent and tossed around and him just flipping me over, and I just loved every second of it. It was all done very respectfully, though. It wasn't like I was this object, because we liked each other, and he had told me, you know, if we lived in the same city, I would scoop you up immediately, which was flattering, but we both knew what it was, and it was just, let's explore this time together, let's be together when we can, even though we're so far away, we're in different points in our life, we know this isn't going to happen, but we can just have these amazing two nights together. And he had to call to be back on the tour bus to leave to go to the next city. And I kept telling him, like, you have to go, you have to go. And he would not stop. He was fingering me, trying to get me off more and more and more. And he just wouldn't stop. It was like orgasm after orgasm after orgasm. Torture, but the best kind of torture possible. And that was the second night. And I think he was late for call, but they couldn't leave without him. He was kind of important to the band. So, and I can't even see who the band is, because I can't. But yeah, he left, and it didn't really work out that we got to see each other again. But we have a lot of friends in common, and I know his sister, which is really weird. But he ended up, his wallet had fallen out in my car, and I had to FedEx it to him, to somebody else's house, which was really weird, like the next day. So, yeah. That's my story. It's kind of sexy, kind of not. I didn't go into great detail, but that was my best sex ever, best kisser ever. I still kind of fantasize about it. And he and I are still friends. It's possible to be friends with somebody who you've fucked the shit out of. Okay. I hope you enjoyed. I hope it wasn't too boring. And okay.